Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is January 9th, 2024. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Andaria partners with MasterCard. Malta-based fintech company Andaria has announced its partnership with MasterCard in order to deliver improved embedded finance capabilities to its clients. Temenos partners with Deloitte US. Temenos has announced its partnership with Deloitte US in order to accelerate platform modernization of US banks and financial institutions in the cloud. Aeon Bank launches its digital banking services in Malaysia. Aeon Bank has obtained approval from the Bank Negara Malaysia and the Minister of Finance to launch its digital banking operations in the region of Malaysia. Juniper research study shows a rise in global soft POS transactions by 2028. Juniper Research, an expert in payments markets, has conducted a study that predicts a 1,050% surge in the global transaction value processed via soft POS by 2028. OVO Network taps MangoPay for holiday rental payments. OVO Network has selected modular and flexible payment infrastructure provider MangoPay to simplify the end-to-end payment process for its holiday property rental services. Tyro integrates the Pismo platform. Cloud-native and API-based platform provider Pismo has announced that Australia-based fintech Tyro intends to adopt its payment processing platform to improve its portfolio. Standard Bank partners with UnionPay to support e-commerce in Africa. South Africa-based Standard Bank has partnered with UnionPay to introduce e-commerce acceptance in several countries in Africa. MasterCard and 4th Wave simplify B2B payments in EEMEA. MasterCard has announced a partnership with Finance and Banking as a Service, BaaS, digital platform provider 4th Wave to simplify B2B payment flows across EEMEA. Ace Money Transfer partners with HABIBMETRO Bank. UK-based fintech company Ace Money Transfer has partnered with HABIBMETRO Bank to support the use of legal channels to increase remittance inflows to Pakistan. JustGiving partners with GoCardless. Bank payment company GoCardless has announced its partnership with global platform JustGiving in order to become its executive open banking payment provider. IPQS partners with Fonexa. US-based fraud prevention platform IPQS has partnered with Fonexa to enable businesses to verify leads in real time and improve the onboarding process. Zebic launches its services in Japan. US-based fintech startup Zebic has announced the launch of its Web3 payment and real-time payroll services in Japan. Crypto and fintech groups faced unprecedented fines in 2023. Global authorities have issued fines totaling US$5.8 billion to crypto and fintech groups in 2023 in an effort to tackle illicit money flows. Upbit Singapore gets MPI license from the MAS. Crypto exchange Upbit Singapore has received a major payment institution, MPI, license from the Monetary Authority of Singapore, MAS. Coinbar augments digital payments for Binance Pay. Italy-based crypto exchange Coinbar has entered a multi-year agreement with Binance Pay to enable the latter's users to make crypto payments directly in stores. Big tech firms begin fight back over regulatory oversight of digital wallets. A U.S. lobby group representing the interests of big tech firms has hit out at proposals by the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau to regulate tech giants such as Apple and Google that offer digital payment apps and wallets. Fintech startup Salmon becomes licensed bank in the Philippines. Consumer credit fintech Salmon has become a licensed bank in the Philippines after acquiring a controlling interest in Rural Bank of Santa Rosa. Citi joins 25 meters Series A for UK fintech Xylo. UK-based asset and wealth management software vendor Xylo has raised $25 million in a Series A funding round joined by Citi. HSBC AM leads $12 million investment in Unbox. Value Exchange Network Unbox has closed a $12 million Series A round with support from HSBC Asset Management and Belgian Sovereign Wealth Fund subsidiary SFPIM. Abicross raises $6.5 million for emerging markets FX platform. Abicross, a wholesale FX platform focused on improving the payment market infrastructure for emerging market currencies, has raised US$6.5 million in a seed funding round. Payroll fintech Zebic debuts in Japan. Zebic, a category-defining fintech startup, proudly announces the launch of its advanced Web3 payment and real-time payroll services in Japan. National Bank of Oman taps Paymate for B2B payments. In a significant move towards modernizing business-to-business, B2B, payment processes, Paymate India SPC, a leading B2B digital payments company, has signed a Memoranda of Understanding, MOU, with the National Bank of Oman, NBO, to digitize, automate, and streamline B2B payments using Visa business credit cards. Andaria adopts MasterCard for embedded finance proposition. Andaria, a pioneering fintech company, is delighted to announce its collaboration with MasterCard to empower its embedded finance proposition. Tyro Payments adopts Pismo processing platform. Pismo, provider of a cloud-native and API-based platform for financial services, announces a significant milestone in its growth journey. MasterCard collaborates with BOSS platform 4TWave. MasterCard has partnered with 4THWave, an innovative finance and banking as a service, BOSS, digital platform provider, to streamline business-to-business, B2B, payment flows. JustGiving selects GoCardless Instant Bank Pay for open banking payments. GoCardless, the bank payment company, has extended its relationship with JustGiving to become the online donation platform's exclusive open banking payment provider, replacing American Express. IFX Payments names Sarah Cass as Chief Compliance Officer. IFX Payments has today appointed Sarah Cass as Chief Compliance Officer to lead on all compliance strategy for the global fintech innovator. Thunes appoints Floris Decourt as its new CEO. Thunes, the global B2B cross-border payment company, is pleased to announce key changes to its executive leadership team. CFTC takes aim at ID discovery in DeFi. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission, CFTC, is urging policymakers to address identity issues in decentralized finance, DeFi, operations. The Clear Group selects AutoRec to support digital transformation. The Clear Group has selected leading software provider AutoRec to drive efficiency across its business by automating some key operational processes. New techniques in fighting identity fraud. Banks and fintechs grappling with increasing identity fraud levels need to take care not to alienate their customers in the process of fighting it. Salmon acquires the controlling interest in Rural Bank of Santa Rosa. Salmon has received regulatory approval from the Monetary Board of the Banco Central ng Pilipinas to acquire the controlling interest in the Rural Bank of Santa. Kashio partners with Credible X to launch Kashio Financing. UAE-based fintech innovator Kashio has teamed up with embedded finance platform CredibleX to launch Kashio Financing, an accessible financing solution to businesses. Computop launches pay-to-drive for charging stations. Germany-based Computop, an international payment service provider, has launched an integrated solution called pay-to-drive for EV charging stations. BigCommerce partners with Marketplacer. Open SaaS e-commerce platform for B2C and B2B brands. BigCommerce has partnered with Marketplacer, a tech platform for building online marketplaces to help retailers expedite growth. PayMate partners with NBO for Visa Business Credit Cards. India-based PayMate, a B2B digital payments company, has partnered with the National Bank of Oman, NBO, to digitize and automate B2B payments using Visa Business Credit Cards. CFTC believes that DeFi identity should be prioritized by policymakers. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission, CFTC, has urged policymakers to prioritize the identification of individuals involved in DeFi. Mercari aims to introduce Bitcoin payments in the summer of 2024. Japan-based e-commerce company Mercari has revealed its plans to accept Bitcoin payments for its flea market app listed products starting with June 2024. Rift wins portion of Innovate UK 5 million funding pot. Today Rift, a revolutionary PSD2 compliant payments provider, announces that it has obtained a grant from Innovate UK under the Innovation Within Professional and Financial Services tender. Visa adds more digital wallets to CIBC and Simply Global Money Transfers. Visa and CIBC announced a new collaboration that will enable the bank's clients to send funds to family and friends across borders more conveniently. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.